Annoyed, Anakin turned to him. What now? More planning? Yes, Ferris said steadily. If we rush in there without a plan, we won't be much help to them. What kind of plan do we need? Anakin asked. They're being attacked by droids. We go in and help them. Dara groaned. I thought the worst thing about being on this mission was protein cubes for breakfast. Now I know it's you two. Ferris, what are you thinking? How many droids do the MTT and Naboo hold? Ferris asked Anakin. I don't remember, Anakin said. Over 100, I think.
112, True said softly.
And this is only a little smaller, Ferris said. So let's say it holds about 50 to 70 droids at least. What are the chances we can battle that many with our lightsabers? Dara swallowed. I can't tell you how much I hate to hear the odds before a battle. So what are you saying? Anakin asked. We call for more Jedi? Or more lightsabers, Dara said. Ferris shook his head. Of course not. We just need to think, that's all. We have a couple of advantages. One is surprise. The other is the fact that you and True seem to know a lot about that transport. Anakin nodded. He had explored one on Naboo after the battle. The question is, how do we get aboard? Ferris asked. Can you deactivate the droids from the MTT? Dara asked. Anakin shook his head. No, they're controlled from either the landing ship or from orbit. No stress with that, Ferris said. If you get aboard, can you pilot the ship?
I can pilot anything, Anakin said flatly.
Didn't you say that the ship is also a weapon? Ferris asked. The four Padawans looked at each other.
Of course, Anakin said. If we control the ship, we control the battle.
There's the deployment hatch, True said, but the release valve is on the bridge.
I think the only way is, Anakin began.
You're right, True said, but we'd have to do it.
Exactly, but the venting system.
So we don't have to worry about being seen, True nodded rapidly.
Okay, that's it then.
That's what? Dara cried. Are you two speaking some weird language from the Outer Rim?
Anakin turned to her.
The MTT is designed by the Bactoid Workshop. The Trade Federation buys most of their ships, but they rotate out the old ones and sell them off to various planets. I'm betting that's what this transport is, which means that its exhaust and cooling system is vented straight down toward the ground. There's some unusually large vents on the bottom. That's why you see all that dust around it. It's kicked up by the wind coming out of the ship.
So the dust will give us cover, True said, and the vents are big enough. We can just climb up them to get aboard.
Won't the wind blow you back? Ferris asked. If the ship was moving, it would, Anakin said. But the engines are idling. The ship is in passive mode. We shouldn't have too much trouble.
We've got another problem, Dara said. If you get control of the ship, our masters won't know it. They'll most likely attack the ship when it comes toward them.
That's why we have to split up, Ferris said. Dara, you and I have to make contact with the masters while Anakin and True steal the ship. We have to get the droids to follow us to an ambush. He looked at Anakin and True. Does that sound okay to you?
It was the first time Ferris had asked his opinion. Anakin nodded.
Sounds like a good plan.
We have an agreement, Dara muttered.
Remind me to declare this an annual holiday once we get back to the temple. She leaned over and accessed the map to the canyons. Please, she flipped through different sites. Then she stabbed the view screen with a finger.
There. If you can maneuver the ship there, we can bring the droids through that smaller canyon and out into the clearing. Then we've got them.
The four Padawans looked at each other, exhilarated. They were going to save their masters.
No stress with that, Ferris said confidently.
Completely, Anakin echoed. There was a pause. After the initial confidence, the weight of the task ahead settled on them.
May the Force be with us, True said quietly.
Ferris and Dara exited the airspeeder. Hugging the rocks, they started off through the canyon toward the sound of blaster fire. Anakin and True headed in the opposite direction. They paused in the shelter of a rock to watch the MTT. They could just make out the heads of the droid pilots. They rotated in constant surveillance.
Anakin?
I know, Anakin said. It's a question of timing.
I was going to say we just have to run really, really fast, True said, flashing him a quick grin.
Aim for the dust cloud.
Right.
Anakin fitted a filter mask over his nose and pulled his hood up,
True did the same. They slipped goggles out from their utility belts and pulled them on. As soon as the droids' heads turned the opposite way and they were no longer in their sight line, they ran. Anakin felt the Force rise around him from the rocks and dust. It seemed to push him faster, allowing him to dive into the sand cloud kicked up by the ship's exhaust. Anakin hated sand. He had seen and tasted too much of it while a slave on Tatooine. Now it filtered through the dust mask and settled in his mouth. He could barely see. He could sense rather than see True beside him. He held up a hand, feeling along the underside of the ship. The sand and dust were so disorienting, it was hard to visualize where he was. Then he felt a raised piece of metal. Could it be the repulsor cooling fins? He ran a hand along one ridge, then another. That meant the vents were just ahead. The wind blasts were stronger than he'd anticipated. The thought of his master pinned down by a platoon of droids pushed him on. He could feel True battling the wind beside him. Anakin reached the vents. He hoisted himself up and inside, spreading his hands out to support himself against the rounded walls and bracing himself with his feet. He would be able to move sideways up the shaft. The blast of wind was warm, but not hot. It pushed against him, but he was able to move slowly up the shaft, meter by meter, first using one hand and foot, then the other. True was directly beneath him. Halfway up the vent, Anakin felt as though his legs were made of ferrocrete and his arm muscles had begun to shake. One foot slid and he almost lost his position and fell. He felt True touch his back. Anakin turned and True motioned to him. He would lead the way. Anakin curled himself into a ball so that True could crawl past him. As soon as Anakin was behind True, he felt the wind lessen. True's flexible arms and legs were much more suited to scrambling up the vent. His body now acted as a shield. It gave Anakin a chance to restore his own strength. "This is what Obi-Wan means," he thought suddenly. "I do not always have to prove I can lead. Sometimes, someone else can do the job better." At last, the vent opened out into the engine room, next to the humming repulsor lift generators. Anakin and True collapsed on the floor, trying to catch their breath.
"Whew! Some stress with that," True said, gasping.
They got to their feet and looked around the engine room.
"I'd say," True started.
"That way," Anakin agreed. Once they left the engine room, they had to turn sideways to navigate the corridor. Every centimeter of space was used on the vessel to pack in droids. They squeezed past the empty troop deployment racks and climbed a narrow metal staircase to the bridge. Outside the bridge door, they activated their lightsabers. Taking a breath for concentration, they accessed the door and burst inside. The droid swiveled, instantly taking in the danger. Their arms moved forward in blast mode. Anakin and True were faster. They somersaulted in the air and came down with their lightsabers, each neatly slicing a droid in half. Anakin kicked aside the droid and immediately moved to the controls. He studied them.
"Can't help you out here," True said. "I never got this far in the manual. Got too bored." "It's okay. These controls are basic. You'd better strap into the co-pilot seat. It might be rough going."
Experimentally, Anakin eased the controls forward. The ship gave a great lurch. True hadn't had a chance to sit, and he went flying. He landed on the floor.
"Might be rough."
True picked himself up, kicked the droid out of the way, and sat in the co-pilot seat. The next time Anakin eased the controls, the ship moved more smoothly. He took it slow for several meters, getting used to the way the ship handled. This was no nimble starfighter. This was a lumbering beast. He would have to navigate around this canyon, through a narrower passage, and then get the beast down a smaller passage into the large clearing. Everything depended on he and True getting there. No one had said it, but everyone was aware that if Anakin could not maneuver the ship there, the Jedi would be trapped in the canyon with a platoon of droids and no way out. Anakin turned the ship into the narrower passage. He accelerated, searching for the passage Dara had marked. After a few minutes, True spoke.
"We should have passed the turning by now."
I know. Let's just...
Anakin's words died. Ahead, he saw only solid rock. They had come to the end of the passage. There was no way into the clearing.
This can't be, Anakin said. He pounded the controls with his fists. It can't be!
There was no passage. Dara had read the map wrong. They had failed, and his master was trapped. He shouldn't have listened to Ferris. He should have...
Can you back this thing up? True asked.
Anakin tried to quiet the ranting voices in his head.
What? The passage to the clearing must be blocked. It was probably a rock slide. Remember, we passed that area of the wall that had all that sheared rock in the road?
With a swift motion, Anakin reversed the engines and zoomed backward. He stopped the MTT where True had indicated. A passage had been here once, but it was hard to tell. Huge boulders now blocked it.
Is there another way to the clearing? True asked.
Anakin shook his head. They could be in there by now. We've got to get through that rock.
Can the MTT handle it?
Anakin gripped the controls. They could get stuck halfway through. The rocks could collapse and bury them alive.
I don't know, but if we don't try, our masters are doomed.
Chapter 19. The Jedi crouched behind a screen of boulders and splintered rock. They had been pinned down for 2 hours. They had fought off 3 assaults from the droids. The droids held a position across the canyon where they could fire at any flicker of movement from the Jedi. Rygol had a blaster wound to the shoulder. Sowara's ankle had swelled, but she'd fashioned a makeshift crutch from a felled droid's leg. A splintering rock had cut Ciri over the eye, and they were all exhausted. Over the course of the day, they had kept moving from one small canyon to the next, but the smaller canyons were a maze that always led back to the large clearing and the MTT. That was what the Avani had known. They had known they would be able to run the Jedi down until they were exhausted. The droids were relentless, and there were so many of them. They estimated 70 to 80. They had taken out at least 20, maybe more, but there were at least 50 still out there, and no doubt fresh reserves would arrive. While the Jedi were pinned down, the Avani would conduct their invasion. The Jedi Masters had not spoken of it, but they knew they were each thinking of their Padawans.
Our only chance is to get back to the MTT, Obi-Wan said to the others. We have to capture the ship. It's the only way out.
Capture an MTT? Sowara asked. It's an armored tank.
There's got to be a way.
If Anakin were here, he would know how, Obi-Wan thought. Anakin knew his way around every ship that was ever built. He made it his business to know.
Hold it, Ciri said. Look!
Obi-Wan followed her pointing finger.
To his surprise, he saw Ferris and Dara heading for them, moving from rock to rock for cover. The droids turned to fire at them, keeping up a steady barrage.
A pang shot through Obi-Wan.
Where was Anakin?
If something had happened to him, I would know it.
I would feel it.
Ferris and Dara ran the last 100 meters, dodging blaster fire and blocking it with their lightsabers. They dived behind the rocks with the Jedi.
So glad you can join us, Sowara said.
Thought you might have missed us, Dara said with a grin.
Then she noted Sowara's injury.
Master, you're hurt.
Just a minor inconvenience, Sowara answered.
Anakin and True are capturing the MTT, Ferris told them.
We hope.
Our plan is to lure the droids to a clearing and then use the MTT to destroy them.
How are they getting aboard the MTT? Obi-Wan asked.
Apparently it has large venting tunnels on its underside, Ferris said. They said they could navigate them. Obi-Wan nodded. It sounded dangerous, but he trusted Anakin's abilities.